Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Oh, we forgot to put something in the middle.
Oh, I got something.
Wow, let me see.
Cerveza cristal.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Star Wars Explained Weekly Q&A. I'm Alex.
I'm Molly.
We're going to do a quick catch-up on some Star Wars news of the past week, and then we're going to dive into some questions. We're filming this on Wednesday. Again, this might be kind of a shorter one, because we're leaving to go to a wedding for the weekend, and we're filming this right before the Bad Batch after show that we're doing. But yesterday, when we're recording this, so Tuesday, we got some really exciting news.
Yeah.
Andor, Ahsoka, and The Mandalorian are all coming to Star Tours.
Yes.
Which I was really enjoying everyone's discussion surrounding that about how, like, The Mandalorian and Ahsoka would be these fun things, and then Andor, like, if you get stuck in that one, it's very serious, and Stellan Skarsgård yells at you.
I hope we get a brick to throw.
Yeah. The ship doesn't shoot lasers anymore.
Bricks.
It shoots bricks. Din shows up, and he's like, oh, Star Tours, what are you doing here? Oh, no, we have to get out of this wacky scenario. But then Cassian shows up, he's like, Star Tours, what are you doing here? Help us, Nimick's back is broken.
Oh, no.
Something terrible will happen.
It's just you sitting down and listening to Nimick's whole manifesto. That's the ride.
Yeah, you just come out the other side radicalized.
Oh my gosh. I should fight.
Yeah. Everyone kicks the doors open, storms Disneyland. Jokes aside, I do think that all three of those sound like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, they basically said what Ahsoka's would be with the Purrgil.
Yeah, you get to go to Peridia.
So I assume you're going to get swallowed by a Purrgil.
Yes.
And taken to
Peridia.
What I've
always wanted.
Which, yeah, and it's going to be like, oh, that trip just takes 3 seconds. All right. For Andor, I have to assume it's Aldani and the Eye.
Ooh, that would be fun to see.
That was kind of the most ship action they had in that show.
Also the most psychedelic.
Yeah. So, like, it would just look beautiful. It'd be kind of scary. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the Mandalorian would do, because they haven't had a ton of ship action yet. So maybe it would be, like, during the pirate attack on Navarro or something.
Oh, yeah. Get the seaweed man back in.
I kind of hope, just because you have made so many comparisons to this, but I hope that Carl Weathers somehow got to record something for this, like maybe they did it during season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you talked about how he has that kind of theme park ride energy, so it would be really nice to see Greef Karga show up.
Oh, that would be sad though. Yeah, like, it would make people sad but happy at the same time.
I would be excited to see him. Also, in some Andor news and Obi-Wan Kenobi news, we found out that both of those series are going to get steelbook physical releases, 4K, which I was not expecting. Mm-hmm. But I'm really, really glad that this wasn't just like a one-off thing that they did for The Mandalorian.
Yeah, physical media collectors are hyped about this.
And it looks like the special features on this are going to be better than what we got for The Mandalorian. Those, like, I was really glad to see The Mandalorian 4K sets, but it didn't really come with a whole lot that I was excited to watch, but Obi-Wan Kenobi's got a director commentary and other featurettes. The Andor featurettes look really interesting.
Yeah. I wish they would put more director commentaries on them, but I'll take what I can get.
When you told me there were director commentaries, I was like, oh my God, like Tony Gilroy and the other people from Andor. So I do wish we got their takes on some of this stuff, but I'm excited for the Obi-Wan as well. But it is interesting that the Obi-Wan 4K is listed as the complete series. I'm not really surprised by that, but, you know, people, including Ewan McGregor, have talked about a second season wanting a continuation of that story. It looks like that's probably not the case, or at least not a series that is titled Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, I'm fine with it being the complete series. Like, I thought it was good. I don't really see enough story there for them to warrant a second season of it.
I agree. Like, I kind of feel like we left Obi-Wan in a good spot where we can easily connect the dots down to A New Hope. That's not to say they won't do a Hidden Path series or something, and we could get a continuation of Reva's story, and maybe she goes and visits Obi-Wan every once in a while or something.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, like he could be kind of a mentor to her. So I think that there's potential for more of those storylines to be developed, but I don't think Obi-Wan Kenobi is getting season two.
But it's just nice to know that maybe we're coming back around to physical media, and, you know, collectors are really psyched about this. I'm excited about it because I feel like when Disney Plus first came out, they did offer like some little featurette things on stuff that they would put out there, but it would be like 1-2 minute long things. Like, we need to go back to the Lord of the Rings days where we would get hours and hours of special features. Like, I guess we have the galleries now, so that's kind of what that is.
Even that is not that much.
I feel like they just don't prioritize stuff like that anymore because I guess no one's buying the physical media as much.
Well, they don't. And yeah, you're right, because it's all on streaming. So, I mean, I'm the kind of person now that, yeah, I'm going to buy anything Star Wars they put out. Indiana Jones, Lord of the Rings. Like, there are certain franchises that I want to make sure I own that. But for the most part, if I want to watch a random movie, I don't need to own it.
So, well, now that we keep seeing stuff get taken down so quickly and, like, just erased off the planet, I wonder if people will start to buy more physical copies of this stuff.
Yeah, and I think that there needs to be a balance. There's a really good clip of Matt Damon on Hot Ones talking about how movies, especially smaller movies, weren't as risky as they are now, because even if you didn't crush it at the box office, the home video market was still there, whether it was VHS or DVD or Blu-ray. But with streaming taking over, no one's really buying physical media nearly as much. So then those risks, like, studios aren't as willing to take them because they're not going to make up their money after the fact in the DVD market.
Yeah.
And we've been so trained to not do that, not collect the things that we love anymore, which I don't think is terrible to have it available on streaming. But, you know, studios went so far in that direction and every studio had to have their own streamer that now it's like, if a movie doesn't crush at the box office, it's a big deal. It's a lot of trouble.
Oh, we forgot to put something in the middle.
Oh, I got something.
Cerveza cristal. Wow, let me see. Cerveza cristal.
Cerveza cristal. Such a tough thing. So yeah, a lot of people asked us about Cerveza cristal.
Cerveza cristal.
I've been humming that all day. Like, I haven't stopped thinking about it, which I'm so glad people wanted to talk about it. I was going to either way, but this has been such a fun, stupid meme.
Yeah.
That has been a joy to watch unfold online.
I can't believe we've never seen it until now.
Thank you to Hey It's Wendy for finding this and posting it. That's on Twitter, where I first saw it blow up.
Oh, and then, like, Forbes covered it. A bunch of different other, like, news sites covered it.
And I've really been enjoying the people who have been talking about whoever thought of this idea back in the early 2000s, I think it was 2003, mm-hmm. and they were just ahead of their time.
just inserting commercials directly into movies.
Yeah, someone, Andrew Blackwood, I think, said that they're like the Bene Gesserit, that our plans take generations. they've been laying the seeds for so long, and now finally people have found this, and it's spreading like wildfire.
I think you did a good job at making your own label here. We did not find Cerveza Crystal, unfortunately.
I did look for it. I genuinely, you know, the marketing is working too, because now I genuinely want to try the beer. But I couldn't find any in Atlanta, so I just printed out a label for the joke.
I wonder if they'll have a comeback of this.
I don't think the beer is struggling. Like, I'm sure it's pretty big in Chile, and you can buy it in America.
That's true, yeah. I wonder if they'll start selling it more.
That maybe. that's a possibility.
Although if they did, they'd put Star Wars stuff all over it, and it would kind of ruin it.
But what's funny is their Twitter started, like, waking up today and tweeting up. People. They have not tweeted since 2021.
Oh, no.
3 years. And now they're tweeting again, and they're just retweeting everyone's memes and stuff.
Amazing.
It's so funny. I've just been loving people memeing the hell out of this. Mm-hmm. I even jumped on board with the Bad Batch.
You did one where, Crosshair was opening to look at his armor.
Yeah.
And it cut to Cerveza Crystal.
Yeah. It's so perfect. I feel like this could be a really fun Rickroll. Like, this could be the new Rickroll from now on.
Oh, perfect.
Is that, you know, we're going to get over this in a couple of days, but every once in a while, someone's going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened in The Acolyte. Mm-hmm. And someone's going to open a box and it's going to cut to, we're going to hear forever. And I'll be interested to see how long it takes before I'm like, okay. But right now I'm loving it. So did you have a favorite meme of the bunch?
No, I've just been loving all of them. I didn't watch it until today. So I've been seeing the memes for like 2 days, 3 days, however long it's been a thing. But I didn't actually watch the video until today, so I didn't get it until now.
Yeah, there's like four. So there's the one with Obi-Wan opening the chest.
Tengo algo para ti.
Cerveza Cristal. There's one where he's on the Millennium Falcon and he pulls one out of his robe. Luke training on Dagobah.
Okay, so over. This was not just A New Hope.
No, it was the first time, from what I understand, it was the first time Chile was airing the Star Wars trilogy.
Okay.
And so instead of cutting away, and I don't know if it was just for Cerveza Crystal.
I hope so. I hope they had the monopoly on this.
It may have been other, like, I don't know, Pizza Hut may have done, I doubt it, or else we'd probably be seeing that.
They're like, you know what this Dagobah scene needs? Beer.
But yeah, they just worked in their ads to Star Wars. And there's one where the Emperor, like, force pulls one.
Oh, my God.
Which is clearly just a man with a very white made-up hand dropping the beer. And then they played it in reverse.
Es inútil resistir, hijo mío.
this is so good. Why don't they do this anymore?
Again, ahead of its time. Like, so smart. It's just that society wasn't ready for it.
No.
And Twitter didn't exist, so we couldn't share it in this way. It was so much fun. Did you see the one with Cerveza Cristal Sant?
Yes, I did see that one.
I thought you'd like that one.
I'm a big Cristal Sant fan, so yes.
And I asked Brian Ward for our thumbnail for this, and I was like, do whatever you want.
Oh, no.
And he put the beer bottle in R2's helmet, or his dome, instead of Luke's lightsaber. Yoda using the Force to move one. Of course, he did one with Biggs. He's been having a lot of fun with this as well. Now I think the natural question is, where would you insert Cerveza Cristal into any Star Wars thing?
The one that comes to my mind first is when Rey is like reaching out in The Force Awakens and she pulls the lightsaber to her. She's got to pull a beer in her hand, right? Yeah. Cerveza Cristal!
The first one I thought of was, you know, anytime someone opens a box now, but Rey opening the box in Maz Kanata's castle makes a lot of sense.
Ooh, what about when Luke goes into Ben's hut, but instead of a lightsaber, he's got a beer?
Oh, that would have been way better. Like, the galaxy would have worked out.
Yeah.
If you were just like, hey, happy 21st birthday, Ben. I feel like there's got to be something with Mando in there. Like, maybe Mando and Peli working on the N1 and then just taking a little beer break. Mm-hmm. There's got to be somewhere in there where maybe the Jawas come in and offer a cerveza.
Grogu pining after any kind of food or the eggs, just make that
and then cerveza being like, no, crystal. No, you can't. You're too young.
Yes, 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 yes.
Is he too young, though? What do you think the Yoda species drinking age is? That's a whole other question.
Let him party.
In Andor, when he's on Niamos and he's got the girlfriend and she's like, when you go out, make sure you get Pizos instead. Yeah. When you go out, make sure you get Cerveza Cristal.
Cerveza Cristal. Ooh, Luke giving Grogu a choice between the lightsaber and the shirt. It's just like the competitor beer. Uh-huh. It's like, boo. And then Cerveza Cristal. Yeah.
That's a very Matrix thing, too. Yeah. Offering Neo the Bud Light or the Cerveza.
Yeah.
I can't just say Cerveza. That's just beer. Yeah.
You have to say it.
Cerveza Cristal.
Such a big deal.
Okay, but moving on to some other questions. Took a few about the Bad Batch because obviously it's relevant. But Michael Insline asks, will the Bad Batch become more limited in scope as the series continues? Basically asking, are we going to keep jumping around from planet to planet? Or are we going to just focus down onto just Wayland and Mount Tantiss? What do you think?
I mean, how many more episodes are left?
10.
So we've got quite a ways to go. But yeah, I think slowly, maybe after the next couple episodes, we'll get to funnel down into the big picture, which is, what's going on at Mount Tantiss and maybe Pabu.
Right. I mean, yeah, Pabu and Tantiss are definitely going to keep popping up. From the trailers, we know that there are a couple other locations that we're going to see. I don't expect that it's going to become too focused on just one planet. I think it's going to keep bouncing around the same way the other seasons have. And, like, I never would have guessed that we'd pop over to Eriadu at the very end of season 2. Mm-hmm. So I think the quest to reach Mount Tantiss is probably going to take them around the galaxy.
Yeah, maybe not till, like, the last big arc of the season of the series it's going to be really focused in.
So, I don't think the scope is really going to diminish at all.
Especially, like, we still don't know how this is going to end. Maybe we'll get a little time jump like we did at the end of Rebels and get an idea of, like, people living peacefully.
Fun little epilogue. Yeah. Here's where all the clones went and lived happily ever after.
Yeah, and then we can jump all over the place.
Rex and Gregor and Wolf for some reason. They went to this crappy planet to fish for worms. Ormappa asks if the hidden path could appear. We've kind of talked about this before, but I do absolutely think that there is a way for it to happen. And I'm gonna go ahead and say 60% yes.
Well, when you say the hidden path, what do you think we're going to see exactly?
Maybe its origins, or basically I'm thinking that we might see Quinlan Vos. We know Asajj Ventress is coming. She's in the trailers. And if she's around, then Quinlan Vos might also be around. And he's connected to the hidden path. We know that from Obi-Wan Kenobi. Mm-hmm. So I could see them maybe planting the early seeds for the hidden path. It might not be called that yet, but I could see that being the start.
Yeah. I am not sure if that's what we'll see or not. Like, we can probably assume that that's where they're going to be headed, but I do hope we see Quinlan. Like you said, if we get Ventress, I really want Quinlan to be there too. Or if he's not there, maybe we just get a reference to where he is. Maybe he's working with the Path and Ventress says so.
Yeah, a name drop would be fine as well. I really want to see him, but it would be odd if Ventress were back around and after everything they went through in Dark Disciple, she's just like, eh.
Yeah. I also wonder, though, like, are they going to be telling everybody, hey, yeah, we're working with the Path. Have you heard of it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. they're not going to probably advertise it, but for the clones, especially these clones as refugees, like, the Hidden Path isn't just about Force sensitives. It can also be about just people who are trying to be safe from the Empire.
Sure.
So they might work with Quinlan to just shuttle clones away from Mount Tantus or something.
Yeah. I hope we do see it.
In a related question, Nintendo Lens asks if the next animated series could be about the Hidden Path.
Hmm. So, like, a whole dedicated animated series to the Path. I don't know that that would work.
I don't think I need that.
A lot of people say that about a lot of shows.
Sure, yeah.
People said, we don't need a show about Cassie and Andor.
Yeah, yeah.
And fair. We absolutely do.
It's not something that jumps to my mind as something that I want right away. That's not to say that it couldn't be amazing. I think that I'm just, especially with the Acolyte coming, I'm wanting Star Wars to continue to branch out away from this same era.
Mm-hmm.
And we have gotten a lot of stories in the Reign of the Empire era.
Yeah. I don't think this would be a good idea for its own animated show. We need something with a little bit more substance, like you said, at a different time. Yeah. It's a no for me.
It's something like The Bad Batch as well is something that when it was announced, people, including me, were like, really? Them? But here it is telling this great story about a little family of clones, but also all clone kind. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely this chance for a show about the Hidden Path to be way more than I initially think it could be. I'm more like, there's a lot of stories here already.
Yeah.
I feel like we've gotten enough little tidbits about the Hidden Path through Obi-Wan, maybe the Bad Batch, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, that I'm like, I know enough. We can keep it a little mysterious, keep it a little bit hidden.
Yeah.
So my first choice would be to go elsewhere.
Right. And it would be tough to, I guess, who would be the main cast?
Could be Reva.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on when it would take place. Could be Asajj and Quinlan.
True.
Like, maybe they're setting up the next series by reintroducing them. But, yeah, that's not my preference.
Mm-hmm.
And for some even wilder speculation, DigiPen92 asks if we're going to see Snoke in the finale.
Ugh.
You can't escape the Snoke theories. Can't escape it.
I don't want to see Snoke in his stupid broken face.
Well, that's interesting because he... here comes some more confusing stuff that the Rise of Kylo Ren comics suggests that Snoke looks that way because he got into a fight with Luke Skywalker.
Lies.
But then in The Rise of Skywalker, we see Snoke being grown in a tube, and he's already looking messed up.
I do kind of like the idea that that was a fabrication that he told Ben.
Yeah.
To just plant a seed of hatred for Luke in his mind. Like, oh my god, Uncle Luke did that to him?
Well, there's so many, like, little things that we've heard about Snoke through The Rise of Kylo Ren or the novelizations. The Last Jedi novelization suggests that Snoke and Luke had a working relationship for a while. Snoke appeared as a friend that was, I'm here to help you learn about the mysteries of the Force. And then eventually Luke realized he was terrible and they got into a fight.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
Seems messy.
So it's if they were to show Snoke as a strand cast or whatever at the end of the Bad Batch, you kind of need him to look messed up just so people go, oh, it's Snoke.
Yeah.
Or else if you have him looking really good, they'd be like, who's this handsome fellow?
Is another one? Who is this?
Yeah, yeah. And then he'd have to be like, hello, like inside the tube, like, hi, Snoke here.
What if he already has the gold robe on?
Yeah. He's just born with it.
I think there's a, well, I don't know. I was going to say that I think there's a better chance of us seeing that in Mandalorian, maybe. But I don't know if we're even going to see a glimpse at what's in those pods or not in Bad Batch.
I fully agree with you. And I think it's because right now, during the time of the Bad Batch, Palpatine just wants to clone himself. I think Snoke was born out of necessity because whatever goes down in the Bad Batch.
He was like, if my clones are going to look like me and I can't make anything better than that, I got to make something even uglier.
They kept trying to make Palpatine clones and they kept coming out all wrinkly. And then he was like,
is that what I look like?
And he was like, no, okay, let's try to make some strand casts. And instead, like, they kept putting these handsome people out and Palpatine's like, no, make them look uglier. But I think that there's no reason to make Snoke at this point in the Bad Batch. But by the time of the Mandalorian, when they're kind of floundering and figuring out what to do and trying to create a strong enough vessel for Palpatine, Snoke is probably created out of that.
Sure.
And then they're like, okay, I guess we'll use him to make this First Order thing or whatever.
Yeah.
There's so much that they need to clarify. I feel like just handling the Palpatine stuff in the Bad Batch is enough for now. And yeah, maybe let the Mandalorian or something else clear up.
Yeah, because like this is the end of that series. We need to wrap up everything having to do with the clones, and dropping a random reveal of what's in the cloning pods in Bad Batch seems unnecessary.
Yeah, I think it's just got to be Palpatine. It makes the most sense. I don't know why they didn't just show us. Maybe they are planning to do Snoke, but I think it makes more sense to just let it be Palpatine. That's all the time we have for questions today. If you want to leave a question for next week's video, just put it in the comments below or sign up for Patreon to join our weekly Q&A discussion. If you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the channel.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads, and TikTok.
And as always, thanks for watching and cerveza Christa.
Oh, we forgot to put something in the middle.
Oh. I got something.
Cerveza Cristal. Cerveza Cristal.
Okay, why are you laughing so
much?
It's, I counted to 10. I said 10 seconds.
I don't want to hold it for that long.
Why not? You don't have to. You can cut it down. I just wanted to make sure that we had enough time for the theme music.
Sorry.
So I'll keep smiling and then you can be like, wow, let me see.
I got it.